Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco, his squad coming off a bye, getting ready to take on Elon this weekend. And first of all, coach, I guess my first question, with the bye week, are all byes created equal? Do you kind of take the same approach every year, or does it depend on the game before, where the team is health-wise? How do you handle it?
Well, we look at the schedule first and foremost. I think you're going to want to take a step away and look at when the bye occurs, depending on how late in the season it is, kind of determines a little bit, you know, what you're really focusing on. So I think for us, this came kind of right at the middle of the year, pretty much, I think, at the right time, the best time. I had a number of guys that were kind of working through some injuries that look like they're going to be, you know, back in the mix here real soon, if not this week. So that's exciting. And I think also it happened at a time where we had enough, you know, having played five games, we have enough video to study of ourselves. So our self-scout was very telling. Our ability to really take a good hard look at what we were doing well, what we needed to do differently, what we were efficient with, really allowed us to make some good decisions moving forward. And also evaluating our personnel. We've had enough videotape here of game film to be able to take a good hard look at all of our players and, you know, maybe find some new roles for guys that were kind of stuck in a much smaller role here in the first half of the season.
Before the bye, you guys put forth a valiant effort against FBS Pitt. In that, it was start two for Nolan Henderson. How did his second start progress from his first, and how valuable was the bye for him just kind of taking in more as the starter?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think, you know, there's an argument that could say that, you know, he may be the guy that benefits the most. Gave him a little bit of time to kind of catch his breath, gave him a little bit of time to really assess, you know, what he was able to do there in that first half of the season, either as a spot player, a backup player for Pat Kehoe, or, you know, a starting quarterback in a home game and in a road game against the BCS team. So I think he can really sit back and digest what he had seen and what he had learned. And I think that's a very, very positive opportunity for us and for him moving forward. This will be his first start in a conference game, and obviously conference football is a big deal, and he knows that, and I think it gives him a little more of a window to prepare himself to be at his best.
So let's talk about Elon as you guys travel down to North Carolina this weekend. Been a bit of a struggle here as of late. They've lost three in a row coming in, but three quality teams, including Wake Forest. So what do you see on film? What does Elon bring to the table?
Well, I think the first thing is you just got to recognize how good they've been. It's the last two seasons, you know, they made the FCS playoffs, beat JMU at JMU. It was the last team to beat JMU at JMU. They were ranked in the top 10. I think when we beat them here last year, they were ranked in the top 10. So this has been a nationally ranked football team here the last couple of seasons. They started this year, if not in the top 10, at least in the top 12, and, you know, got off to a decent start and then, you know, got into a pretty tough schedule as they played at Wake Forest and JMU at home. But what they do well is offensively, they got a very, very talented quarterback. And, you know, they're very much an RPO team, run-pass option team. And a year ago, they had great, great balance in the run game and in the pass game. This year, they're not quite running it as well. Therefore, they don't quite have that balance that they had a year ago. And I'm sure that's something that they're looking for and searching to find. But they certainly have the talent to do that. And then, you know, defensively, their head football coach was the defensive coordinator last year, the last 2 years. And they're very unique in what they do, play basically a three-man front, bring a lot of different pressures out of that three-man front. And, you know, they've been really solid here since they've been in our league defensively. So we'll have our hands full. It's obviously a big, big game for both teams. And, you know, we're wanting to remain in control of our destiny and being able to go on the road and get to 2-0 in CAA play would really mean a lot here for us moving into a home stretch the next couple of weeks.
All right, sir, that's all I need. I'm not...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.